Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Thank you for joining us on this live Wednesday edition, the seventh day of June, 2006. We have Professor Stephen E. Jones. He's a physics professor, has a doctorate in physics, joining us. Huge new developments. They were able to get some of the samples of the support columns of the beams from Tower 1 and Tower 2. They were able to get samples from the point at which they had been mysteriously cut as if by a hot knife through butter. They have tested the substance, and it has the byproducts that you would see precisely with thermite, but not just with thermite. The exact patented type of thermite that is specifically used for cutting large columns. Oh, yes. And then you're going to ask, where did they get these samples? All over the country, all over the nation, they have these little remembrance propaganda 9/11 sites that they use to sell the destruction of our freedoms and the birth of their world government. There's dozens and dozens of them across the country. There's some in Canada. There's some in foreign nations. And under scientific controls, they have removed samples from several of these. They have tested them. It's been peer-reviewed. Other physicists and engineers have taken part in the testing. We have not released those names at this time. And Stephen Jones has released many of his findings. He's releasing all of it here in the near future. This is huge. This is so huge. Just a few months ago, we saw the video, the photos of the hot molten steel pouring out of the building. The 9/11 Commission tried to claim it was aluminum, which of course it wasn't. Well, now they have had a chance to test it. That is coming up in the next hour with Professor Stephen Jones. In the meantime, Connecticut city leaders okay riverfront evictions. It's happening right now, and they're not even being given just compensation. The homes have been condemned. They're giving them lot value. And in some cases, they're going to charge them rent for the last 5 years that they fought the city. So in the future, if you fight the city, the county, or any other group taking your private property for a private interest, you will not be paid fair value. In fact, you'll be paid almost nothing, or you may even have to pay them money for the privilege of them taking your land. This is land of the slaves, home of the cowards. I mean, let's just boil down what it is here. City officials voted Monday night to evict residents who refused to leave their riverfront homes, signaling that the end is near in an eminent domain dispute that reached the U.S. Supreme Court. Of course, that's an improper term here from Associated Press writer Stephen Singer. It's not an eminent domain dispute. It's something new in U.S. history. Private interests want your property for condominiums or for a chemical plant or for a pharmacological headquarters for Big Pharma. And they just take it. They just take it. So we'll be getting into this wonderful freedom, one of the many new freedoms we have, the freedom to have our property taken. We'll also get into some good news. New Orleans chief of police backs down on gun confiscation, at least for now. City councilman compares Cleveland teens to terrorists, says they have no rights. There's a lot of news. It's all important. Stay with us. PrisonPlanet.com. Hello, friends. Alex Jones here, and I'm excited to announce we're going to have a huge 9/11 conference in downtown Los Angeles on the 24th and 25th of June. We're expecting around 1,000 people in attendance. At this historic event, we will irrefutably document that 9/11 was an inside job, a self-inflicted wound, a false flag terror operation. The conference is titled 9/11 and the Neocon Agenda. I'm happy to announce the conference will feature presentations by incredible speakers like BYU physics professor Stephen Jones, the father of the Star Wars program, Lieutenant Colonel Robert Bowman, former top-level CIA analyst for Reagan and Bush, Ray McGovern, 9/11 hero William Rodriguez, author Webster Tarpley, Professor Jim Fetzer, and many, many others, including special guests. I'll also be debuting my explosive new film, Terror Storm, at the conference. Arm yourself with the truth. Secure your tickets today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. And then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes the debris, so toenails look clear. This summer, I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or mass retailer in the foot care section.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Big developments in the controlled demolition of World Trade Center Tower 1, 2, and 7. We have Professor Stephen E. Jones joining us in the next hour. They have tested steel from the collapse they were able to get a hold of, specific steel that had been cut in neat little pieces during the collapse, and sure enough, all of the exact derivatives, the byproducts of thermite, but not just thermite cutting charges, the patented specific industry type of thermite that's had some other elements, some other chemicals added to it. Extremely conclusive. He'll be joining us for this breaking news coming up in the next hour. It's so important that, you know, he hasn't been doing radio interviews. I was the first person to interview him on radio, and then shortly after that he ceased doing radio interviews because he was besieged by calls. Well, he will be coming back out here on the air coming up in the next hour, so you definitely do not want to miss that. In the meantime, in the last segment, the first segment, I mentioned the New London, Connecticut ruling of last year saying that a private interest, and this is in the Supreme Court ruling, go and lobby a city, a county, or a state to take your private property, that they are allowed to give campaign contributions to your elected servants. You notice they've been calling themselves officials, authorities, our bosses. Oh, your great excellency city council member. Oh, your honorable mayor, honorable judge. All of this is so un-American. Fits right in Napoleonic France or Caesar's Rome or Fidel Castro's Cuba, but not here. But we're going into slavery, going into bondage, as every other civilization has. They always do. The average American's been told by the media that tyranny doesn't exist in America, never could, never will, and that everything's just fine. It can't happen here. It is happening here. City officials voted Monday night to evict residents who refused to leave the riverfront homes, signaling the end to the dispute that reached the U.S. Supreme Court. The city council approved the action 5-2. The city attorney will now go to court to seek the removal of the remaining two families and obtain the properties in the Fort Trumbull neighborhood, a process that could take 3 months. The city has been trying for a decade to redevelop the once vibrant neighborhood at the point where the Thames River joins the sea. Several homeowners challenged the city's plans to seize the property and build a hotel, convention center, and upscale condominiums, saying eminent domain can't be used to make way for private development. Now, let's be clear here. You notice how the Associated Press spins this, the once vibrant neighborhood. And then they go on to admit that for a decade they've, quote, been trying to take it. For a decade, they've walked up to, in some cases, three-story beautiful Victorian homes with porches all the way around them and with multiple generations of families living there, doctors, lawyers, software engineers. These are the type of individuals that we've interviewed on this broadcast. The houses are valued on average at over $300,000 apiece. We've seen private interest stealing land for a while, what they call blighted areas. And I'm against that. If somebody owns their house, no one should be able to take it unless it's something like a highway. That's it. Not a stupid football stadium, not a golf course, not a shopping mall. I don't care what economic development it brings to the area or if the real estate council wants to snatch the land so they can then make more profits off the property they own around it. That's what this is all about. And so when you hear that it's a once vibrant area, that's implying that it's blighted. It's not. It has come to a bad state in many areas because they bulldozed most of the homes. They will go by the houses on both sides of your home and then bulldoze those and smash those and run jackhammers at 2 a.m. to harass you. Bulldozers have pulled up to homes threatening people, saying, it's condemned, come out, we're going to bulldoze it. I mean, this type of stuff has gone on over and over and over again on a monthly basis there. Police harassing people, harassing demonstrators, it's a mess. But the biggest point to this whole story that the mainstream media has never picked up on, it has been in local papers there in the New London area in Connecticut. It has been published. It's admitted that what they do is they come in and say, well, now we're going to give you $60,000 for your home that's $305,000 on the tax rolls because you refused to sell it to us. And so now we're just condemning it. So when we do pay you off, we're just going to give you $60,000-something. And, oh, by the way, we're then going to sue you, claiming that for the 5 years you've been fighting us, in one case of Michael Cristofaro, who we've interviewed, because you held us up, and that was really our property the whole time. So they're talking about nuisance, harassment, really racketeering-type lawsuits. And there's several other facets that have made it into the national news, but the national media behaves as if it's kosher, as if it's okay, as if it's acceptable. And that is that multiple members of the city council have their husbands and wives on the New London, Connecticut Development Board or Development Group that is a quasi-private slash governmental organization that openly takes millions of dollars from the major developers to then go out and lobby. And some of the husbands and wives of city council members are pulling down, in some cases, over $200,000 a year. Oh, that's not a conflict of interest. One of the city councilmen's wife is on the board of the group that then comes and pays campaign contributions directly to the city council, to the county commissioners, and to many of the other elected officials, authorities, i.e. our masters, our bosses. CNN had a poll on Lou Dobbs' program last year about this, and 99% of respondents, and it was a scientific poll, 99% are against the New London, Connecticut ruling, Supreme Court ruling. Does the government care? Do they care that in Texas, 97% in Houston Chronicle polls are against most of the major highways being converted over to toll roads and it's owned by a foreign company? No. The majority of the politicians are for it. They're on the payroll. They've already taken the money. And it's the same case. City councilmen, people on the state Campo board, their husbands, their wives, their sons, their daughters. It's incredible. Some of them are pulling down $300,000 a year. Just open payoffs in plain view, and that's even in our papers. And they just thumb their nose and say, hey, we put the police chiefs in. We control the state police. We control the grand juries. There's nothing you can do. We're going to rob you. I mean, that's the attitude. There's no, 95% of national polls are against the New Freedom Initiative for forced psychological testing of the entire population, ages 4 to 18, and in some states now, quote, all pregnant women or anyone that goes in the hospital. And the guidelines were openly written by the drug companies 2 years ago, and one of their own executives went public in Ohio last year and reported and released the documents that they brag about how it's really a plan, no kidding, to put the population on drugs forcibly, and they brag that they've got 15% of the kids on the drugs now, and that within 5 years they'll have 50% on drugs. 95% of us in major polls are against it. It's unconstitutional. It's Soviet style. It's horrible. It's Brave New World. It's Big Brother. They don't care. They passed it. I mean, New Freedom passed by some unbelievable majority. I forget the exact numbers in the House and the Senate. Americans, 80%+, are against the open borders. Republicans and Democrats vote together for total blanket amnesty and then tell you it's not amnesty. And Bush puts one dozen guardsmen on the border. That's CNN, not 6,000. It's all a sick joke. Same thing with Schwarzenegger. Same thing with Perry. It is a sick, 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 sick joke. All of it. It is grade A, pure, 24-karat gold corruption. In your face, 110%, pulling out all the stops. The president is announcing he is above the law on torture, NSA spying, open borders, buying fake news. It's been ruled illegal. Hillary Clinton's pro-war. Bush is it's just they don't care what the people want. They're a pack of criminals. We have been totally hijacked as a nation. And now they are going to start taking the homes. Michael Cristofaro, one of two holdout residents, spoke out before the vote against the property seizures and singled out the five council members who ended up voting to take the property. You are a disgrace to the city, the state, and the nation, he said. The other holdout was Suzette Kello, who we also interviewed, the lead plaintiff. Governor M. Jody Rell had proposed letting the holdouts remain in their homes, but giving the city the right of first refusal if the houses were ever put up for sale. The eviction process, which includes another court fight, would take a month to 3 months. And a lot of people say, oh, well, that won't affect us. You know, my state won't do that. Right here in Texas, these are middle-class people. Imagine, I mean, and the reason I make that point is not that middle-class are any better than poor people, but it's when they start going after middle-class people, we're in trouble. Shows the boldness. Remember Western Seafood, Freeport, Texas? A private interest wants the land they've had since 1940, and the state's moving to take it. They're not even going to pay them just compensation. See, That's what's really in these rulings. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today, or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
Huge interview scheduled next hour with Professor Stephen Jones, Doctor of Physics. Conclusive evidence of thermite bombs in the towers. Thermite cutting charges. You know, this is what happens. We talk about the New London ruling, and then we just kind of move on. And people forget about it. And, oh, yeah, I remember that ruling. And then all over the country, from New York to California to Oregon to Texas, I've even seen an Austin case where they're now trying to use the Supreme Court ruling. They are moving to go after private property. And that is so un-American, so anti-freedom. I mean, even after the Magna Carta of 1215, there at the Battle of Runnymede in England, the king, if you were a free man, that's what they call people who weren't indentured servants or serfs who still lived as part of the patronage on nobles' property, no one could take your land. No one could take it for taxes. They could not get it. But that has changed. Even debtors, people who could go to jail, to debtors' prisons for not paying their debts, you still couldn't take somebody's home if they owned it outright, unless they had specifically gotten loans on the home itself. So now we are at the threshold of a whole new level of despotism. So I would like to talk about this, because hundreds and hundreds of families 10 years ago, it was over 200, refused to move out. And so when the Associated Press says the once vibrant neighborhood, oh, yes, most of it was bulldozed. Most of it was torn up. They bulldozed the restaurants. They bulldozed all of it. People didn't want to sell. Some did. Some didn't. And now private interests all over the country are moving in to take land. I mean, the Western Seafood case, the Gore family, we had the third-generation owner on. His grandfather bought the land in the 40s. His father worked for him. He then grew up working there. And it was in the Houston Chronicle, and Mr. Gore talked about it on air. Do you know what they made in 2004 alone? Because we interviewed him last year, and they were giving us the year before's numbers. Guess what Western Seafood made profit-wise that very year? $44 million. Now understand, private interests are able to go in and make political contributions there in Freeport, Texas. And by the way, it's the main heir to the Mobil fortune who wants this big yacht club. And he's already come in and muscled the land in two places. And they're trying to pay Mr. Gore a fraction of what his huge dock space and factory is worth. Literally. Now, do you think any of you are safe if a family that made $44 million in profit in 2004 isn't safe? No. None of us are safe. So many people, you know, who make $1 million a year, $100,000 a year, whatever, you think you're members of the elite. You're not. You're not members of the elite. Now, if you're the heir of the Mobil fortune, yes, you're a member of the elite. And this individual has gone in and openly given massive contributions to the city council. He basically owns the city council. And we've got to get Mr. Gore back on. Last time I talked to him, he was on the verge of losing his property. And by the way, the city was, again, they're trying to set this precedent. They're not even taking best price. Okay? I mean, always in eminent domain in the past, they've had to pay what the property is on the tax rolls. And then the cost of moving a factory or moving a home. And so you're normally looking at about 20% over the tax roll. So we're talking about almost $400,000 for a $300,000 house. But in New London, no, we're going to give you, what was it, 61, 62, 65, I forget, it was 60-something thousand dollars that was in the newspaper that they were offering him for the lot value. So what happens is they've got national associations of counties, national associations of cities, national association of mayors, national association of governors. They've got the national association of city managers, all of this. They've codified it, and we're seeing the same thing in Ohio, Texas, Tennessee, California. I see these cases every day now. They're coming in and saying, we're only going to give you lot value. So that's even bigger than the federal ruling stating that if a private interest wants your land, they can come pay off politicians and take it. So all that's happening here is highway robbery, extortion, racketeering is being legalized. Remember the Supreme Court ruling last week? Police officers, prosecutors, people who refuse to lie, people who blow the whistle on corruption, frame-ups in this one case, they lose their jobs. You're not allowed to blow the whistle on felonies.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now. Check, please. You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
I'm not trying to be negative about the state of this country, but if your house is on fire, you shouldn't just lay in bed and say, oh, I'm going to be positive, I'm going to say it's not on fire, and then let you and your wife and your children burn to death. You're going to admit to yourself it's on fire and try to get out of the home safely. Try to get the family pets out as well if you're able to. But that's not the case today in this country. I mean, we have a president who is getting rid of the borders. The official Council on Foreign Relations policies are being implemented by the Canadian, U.S., and Mexican governments. Even national television admits we're going to have the Amero note very soon. We are going into the American Union, and I heard a neocon talk show host on national radio yesterday evening as I was driving in my car, and he had two callers in a row go, Bush's amnesty is a fraud, it's a scam, and the host said, yeah, I think Bush is just confused and has some bad advisors. And then the callers were both saying, I only have time to listen to two of them, but there was two in a row, well, it's about the American Union, the Pan-American Union, it's official. And the host would hang up on him and say, no, that's a conspiracy. Bush is just inept. He's just dumb. They say that about everything. I mean, when Dr. Frederick Whitehurst went public 6-7 years ago saying that there was total fraud at the FBI crime lab framing people, the news said, that's impossible. They're too inept. So the next time somebody gets caught robbing a bank wearing the black mask and has the gun and the gun's to somebody's head, just go, oh, I'm too inept to rob a bank. I just wore this mask by accident. I guess Enron was too inept to be running fake energy trading scams and have whole, you know, false stock markets they were showing members of the state legislatures and Congress. No, ladies and gentlemen, the government would have you believe they're inept. There's nothing inept about it. They've taken the whole country. They're stealing us blind. There's nothing inept about raiding your pension funds. There's nothing inept about ruling that private interests can lobby and take your property. There's nothing inept about any of it. There's nothing inept about the NSA having offices in every major phone company listening to everything. This is systematic. These people are in command. They're in control because they're powerful, because they're smart, because they know what they're doing, because they're ruthless. Now, we're going to open the phones up at 1-800-259-9231. I got other news here. New Orleans chief backs down on gun grab from Newsmax. This is some good news. There is some good news. But again, we've got to be positive here. It's positive that we're on the air. It's positive that we're admitting the country is basically on fire. The house is on fire. Councilman compares Cleveland teens to terrorists. I have some audio clips I want to play coming up of my bullhorning there in Chicago. I have a clip of that Ohio city councilman saying everybody's a terrorist. Courts and Congress push back against Bush. This is propaganda out of USA Today. They aren't really pushing back. 6,000 murdered in Baghdad alone this year so far. U.S. death squads, the unmentionable factor. That's just some of the news we'll be going over. Before I do that, I want to go to Debbie Morrow of New Millennium Concepts. It's made in America. It is the American Berkey water filter. They also have the British ones if you'd like those. It is the highest standard, the highest quality available. It's what I've been using since 1998. I did my research then, and you get wholesale prices. One of these filters is $300+ on average at a camping supply place or a health food store. And a lot of times they're Indian or Chinese knockoffs. Little hollow filters. These filters are heavy. They're full of the material that purifies your water. Debbie, thank you for joining us.
Hi there, Alex. Thank you so very much for having me.
I tell you, the hurricane season's coming up, and last year you guys sold out for a time until the factory could make more here in the U.S. But, Debbie, that's not my reason for having Berkey's. The crisis is in the water, the dead bacteria, the chlorine only kills them, the sodium and stannous fluoride, the herbicides, the pesticides, all of it. Why should we filter our water?
We really need to filter our water so that we're taking control of our own good health and making sure we're not being poisoned just a little bit at a time, you know. I think everybody can think about the grandma that they have had in the past or someone they know who never smoked, never drank, grew their own food, and still ended up dying of cancer or something, you know. And a lot of it is because they're drinking the water that's been polluted with not only the city water, which is polluted with the chlorine and the fluoride and all the different chemicals and the different, you know, steroids and everything that's being, left in the water and we're drinking it. But also even in our rainwater, you know, we've got the pollutants that's right there in the rainwater and in the streams and everything. So by filtering your water, you're absolutely sure that you're getting the best possible quality water out there. And what's great about the new Black Berkey purification elements, because they are purification elements, they're not just filters, you can actually put red food coloring in the top tank with your source water, and it will come through clear. And that's an indicator for you to know you can test your filters and make sure that you are really getting the best possible clean water, which we are not aware of any other filters out there that you can do that with. And so we just like to encourage everybody to buy Berkey now before it gets to be so busy and then, you know, you're lining up waiting for them.
Well, Debbie, I mean, I don't know how we convince people who've been procrastinating to stop drinking the poison that's in the water. I recommend they go to the EPA's own website where they admit the allowable levels of thousands of substances. Here's an example. Houston water is so bad it stinks. You can smell it. Dallas water is not much better. I was in Chicago and didn't have any bottled water, hadn't brought one of my sport berkeys with me. I'd left in a hurry over the weekend, and I filled up a glass of tap water there in the bathroom in my hotel room, and it literally tasted five times stronger than pool water. I mean, it was just horrible. And then people gave me iced glasses of water I take drinks of, and it tasted like kerosene. I don't know how people do this. I guess their tongues, their palates are just accustomed to it.
I think that's it, because to tell you the truth, before I started drinking Berkey water, I didn't drink bottled water, and I was so accustomed to the tap water that, you know, it tasted strange to me to be drinking water that didn't taste like chlorine. So it actually does, your palate does get used to the chlorinated water if you drink it straight out of the tap. And, you know, we really do want to encourage people that this is not only healthful for you, but it's also cost-effective. Because if you are buying bottled water, the Berkey pays for itself, like, within just weeks or months of you purchasing the Berkey instead of buying bottled water.
Absolutely. Debbie, give folks the toll-free number to give you a call.
It's 1-888-803-4438. It's, I'll repeat it. It's 1-888-803-4438. And also you can go to our website, which is berkeywater.com, and it's spelled BerkeyWater.com. And be sure to put that you heard it on Alex Jones and that you want your free Berkey sport bottle or
potassium iodate or sheltering in place. Debbie, thank you so much for talking with us today.
Oh, thank you very much, Alex.
Take care and have a great week. Feels like the weekend to me. I almost said have a great weekend because I'm about to leave to go to Bilderberg today. Jack Blood will be sitting in on Thursday and Friday. I'll be doing live call-ins from there. I'm also going to be there at the capital there at Ottawa, there in the city of Ottawa, where we have the supposed target of the Muslim terrorists. So we can report on that for you as well. You can also go to Infowars.com. They have the exact same Berkey filters, exact same specials. You can tell us in the comment section what free gift you want. We just fax it over to Debbie each day, so you can order them online at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-803-4438. All right. I know we've got a bunch of phone calls here. Let's take a few calls, and then I'll get back into some of the news. Let's go ahead and speak with Osa in Texas. Osa, go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Fine.
Oh, yeah, I just wanted to talk about how I'm extremely disappointed in the fact that now...
You don't have a radio up, do you?
Oh, no, I don't. It sounds like I have a radio?
Yeah, sounds like somebody's singing, but go ahead, I'm sorry.
Okay, no, that's okay. Anyway, I just wanted to quickly vent my frustration a little bit and just tell you guys how I'm frustrated about the fact that now... Since more and more generals and public officials are coming out public with the corruption of the Bush administration, now the Bush administration is continually hiring criminals to run their activities, like Henry Paulson Jr. from Goldman Sachs, which is connected with Wall Street, just got tapped for the, what was it? I believe it was the, as a Secretary of...
Yeah, Secretary of the Treasury.
Yeah, I mean, I just wanted to get...
Well, there were several mainstream news articles in major papers just in the last couple of weeks that pointed out that President Bush is hiring criminals. He hired convicted felon Admiral Poindexter to run Total Information Awareness Network. Whenever Hayden gets in trouble for lying to Congress and illegal spying, he promotes him to CIA director. Bush has hired to run some of their different programs convicted felons, a whole bunch of them. No, you're not wrong about this. You're absolutely right, sir, that he is hiring people who are known to break the law and who have been convicted.
Yeah, so now when most of these guys are hired, none of them are going to come out, of course, because they're going to be, quote, with their program. And then, I mean, it's just going to destroy America.
Well, when you got the Supreme Court ruling that In one case, a prosecutor can't report frame-ups or can't report corruption, and then they get demoted and then fired over it. And the government says, yeah, you're not allowed to report corruption. Thanks for the call. I mean, that should chill everyone. I mean, that is chilling. And every month there's some new incredible ruling out of the Supreme Court. By the way, I always say that 7 of the 9 are Republican appointed. This is supposedly this ultra socialist, big government promoting big brother court, but 7 of the 9, it's now 8 of the 9 were appointed by Republicans. 8 of the 9 appointed by Republicans. And you look at what they're doing. You look at what they're doing. Let's talk to Jason in Maryland. Jason, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I couldn't sleep last night. I was up studying, and I was watching TV this morning, the Discovery Channel, I think, or Learning Channel, I can't remember. But I was dumbfounded when they showed the Project Paperclip. They had a whole show about Project Paperclip, and I couldn't believe it. I was wondering.
Yeah, there was a big article in Haaretz, one in Associated Press yesterday, two separate ones, admitting our government protected Nazis and put them in at the highest levels of our government. Of course, that's 60-year-old news, but the mainstream media is patting themselves on the back now.
Well, it's not 60-year-old news when we consider that George Bush Sr. was the head of the CIA while a great many of those people were involved in Project Paperclip, were in the CIA, and his son is running our country today. I think that's that's, you know, today's news. So I was just dumbfounded that they would put that on the television.
Well,
nobody's going to care.
Exactly. The president's announcing himself a dictator because he says he's of the Lord. It must be good. Thanks for the call. I appreciate that call. Yeah, that's in the stack of news yesterday. I didn't even get to it because, I mean, I'm not saying it's old news and that it's not important. Here's an example. I saw the cover of the New York Times yesterday, and it said, oh, the dust may have caused illnesses. They didn't give them breathing masks. Oh, a whole bunch of people died. Statistically, you're hundreds and hundreds of times have a better chance of dying if you worked in the World Trade Center rescue efforts. Oh, but it doesn't mention that they found asbestos in their lungs. New Scientist magazine did the study. New York Daily News. That's 4-year-old news. Here it is in the New York Times. But they don't mention the really bad elements of the story, or that George Bush blocked $97 million in emergency medical care in the first year after 9/11. The head of the EPA did the testing. They said, yes, the people are dead and dying. Most of the dogs have now died that were there, you know, sniffing out things. They've died of all these weird nasal cancers. And the police and firemen aren't being given medical care. They're not being taken care of. So good. Enjoy your government. Go serve them. They're the deciders. They're the bosses. They're the authorities. They're the officials. Oh, they'll take good care of you. There was a big London Telegraph article, 2 days ago, with all these major universities and scientific firms that have done the long-term studies. And, oh, breaking news. Almost all the children that have autism have a type of genetically engineered virus embedded in their intestinal wall. And when you have that virus, you then have autism directly linked to the MMR shots, the measles, mumps, rubella. And then folks say, well, what's causing that? I've had different epidemiologists, different engineers on, genetic engineers. It's several things. The high dosages, 200 times by your third round of shots, safe level of mercury directly in the bloodstream causes massive brain damage, predominantly in the cerebral cortex. And literally, there are hundreds of major medical reports. I mean, academic, scholarly, reviewed papers. But also, they found this virus isn't just embedding in the intestinal wall. It's embedding in the brain. And, of course, they had the article a couple of years ago out of the London Telegraph again about how the British government is trying to force the adoption of forced inoculation at age 2 of a vaccine that contains a virus that attacks the photoreceptors, that's a plant, that attacks the neuroelectrochemical receptors in the brain that pick up endorphin-type molecules, the opiates, the cocaines, the nicotines. And it said, you will not use cocaine, you will not use heroin, you will not use cigarettes. And then I had several top scientists on about that, and we read several scholarly reviewed papers that said, yeah, but they'll have trouble being happy because your own endorphins won't plug in, but we can give kids drugs that'll make them feel good on top of that. So, folks, I'm not making this up. A virus, and they're already doing it. Most people already have this. That's why the general public doesn't have that spark, isn't intelligent. Why you can't reach out to so many people. They're incapable. When you get an overcooking or an over-viral bloom, you get the poor autistic children. They have a heyday almost. So it's a mercury brain-attacking virus. Be sure and go out and vaccinate your children. Let Satan literally eat their brains. Hello, friends. Alex Jones here, and I'm excited to announce we're going to have a huge 9/11 conference in downtown Los Angeles on the 24th and 25th of June. We're expecting around 1,000 people in attendance. At this historic event, we will irrefutably document that 9/11 was an inside job, a self-inflicted wound, a false flag terror operation. The conference is titled 9/11 and the Neocon Agenda. I'm happy to announce the conference will feature presentations by incredible speakers like BYU physics professor Stephen Jones, the father of the Star Wars program, Lieutenant Colonel Robert Bowman, former top-level CIA analyst for Reagan and Bush, Ray McGovern, 9/11 hero William Rodriguez, author Webster Tarpley, Professor Jim Fetzer, and many, many others, including special guests. I'll also be debuting my explosive new film, Terror Storm, at the conference. Arm yourself with the truth. Secure your tickets today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
British government for 2 years has been attempting to bring in new national standards that attempt to force the population to give every child in the United Kingdom an injection that actually uses a live virus to attack the brain. And the viruses we're finding that are in the vaccines are very similar to these viruses. Now, that's right out of Brave New World, where they x-ray the eggs and the sperm before they implant the breeding females to have a suboid mass. And I know it's hard to believe the government carried out 9/11. I know it's hard to believe they're going to turn almost every major road into a toll road. I know it's hard to believe that they actually are putting things in the vaccines to brain damage our children on purpose. You see, they've just overdone it. They don't mean for the 1 in 168 to have autism up from a 1 in 124,000 25 years ago. Now, I guess 26 years ago. With it trending to be 1 in 50, they're now talking about with the new numbers starting to come out. No. It's just that some children, especially if they're underweight or already had a lot of mercury in them from what they were eating or their mother already had a lot of mercury in them. But on top of it, there's all these viruses. And this is conclusive. And it's conclusive that the virus, this is mainstream news, is doing something to the brain. So I guess I'm the radical because I'm here on air right now telling you that if you vaccinate your children, you're totally insane. You know what they grow these vaccines on? You know what they produce them from? Dead babies, embryonic tissue. When you see on a vaccine that it says no animal genetics, not grown in animals, that means it wasn't grown in monkey kidneys. It means it wasn't grown in eggs. It wasn't grown in poultry. It wasn't grown in pork. That's where they grow this stuff, up in these big tanks. No. It was grown in dead babies. So even better, even more dangerous. Because every virus that mother had, every virus that could have gotten contaminated into those fetal tissues, it's just asking for it. I mean, I hope all this is accidentally happening, but the government, we know, isn't accidentally doing it. We've seen documents where they planned all of this by design. By design, my friends. We're going to end this hour and come back with Professor Stephen Jones. I know we have Joe and Mike and Eric and Charles and everybody. We will get to you in the next hour. Before I end this hour, time is running out. It's already the 7th. So how many days is that? 16 days or so until the conference starts on the 24th and 25th in downtown Los Angeles at the Sheraton. You can stay there, stay at any of the hotels or motels around it. Get your tickets now. It's going to be great. We're probably going to have over 1,000 people there. It's trending to be a sellout, and Professor Stephen Jones will be there. The former head of the Star Wars program, Dr. Bob Bowman, will be there. Ray McGovern, chief CIA analyst, Ronald Reagan, and George Bush Sr. We're going to have 9/11 survivor and hero, William Rodriguez. I'm going to premiere my new film, Terror Storm, that is my best work yet. It's going to be unbelievable. You need to be there. We're going to show 9/11 Eyewitness, the new cut. Dylan Avery and Loose Change crowd will be there with some new footage from Loose Change Final Edition that no one's seen yet. So let me see my film, 9/11 Eyewitness, Dylan Avery's new film. And yes, we're going to premiere part of Scanner Darkly, the Keanu Reeves, Winona Ryder, Woody Harrelson, Alex Jones movie. So it's going to be unlike any 9/11 conference you've ever seen. Get your tickets now.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.